Good morning and welcome back in on The Point, 8:35, time for our very special feature we like to bring you each and every Tuesday morning at 8:35. It's called The Positive Points on Aging. We team up with our very dear friends from over at Oakleaf Village of Lexington, Marsha Clayman and also Karen Pickard. And we are graced this morning with Karen here in the studio. And she came with treats and brought us milkshakes and breakfast and all kinds of goodies. So, wow, and thank you, and
you're
good morning.
More than welcome, and good morning. I didn't want you guys to starve. You were talking about donut cheeseburgers and all this stuff. You were making me hungry on the way in.
Well, we sure appreciate your generosity. I mean that. Thank you so much, Karen. I thank you for that very, very much. Now, Brian's food is already gone.
Yes.
Yeah, Brian. Brian attacks. I have left mine in the bag. Doing the responsible thing, got a radio show, that's my job. I told Brian, I'll do all the talking, you do all the eating. And so Brian got a chance to enjoy and indulge, and I'm going to look forward to this at 9 o'clock in just a little while. But right now, I've been looking forward to visiting with you. Do older adults need physical therapy just after hospitalization? I'm going to talk about that and let you know the rest of the story.
The rest of
the story. As Paul Harvey would say to us on his radio days. But let's talk a little bit about our seniors and physical therapy and all kinds of different therapies that they get, everything from speech therapy to physical therapy, occupational therapy, very, very important at different times. Let's talk a little bit about that.
It's very important, and you were just talking about the steps that people need to get.
Right.
What we really want to talk about today is, besides the physical therapy, just staying active. And that's what physical therapy does for somebody. Pardon me. You know, my husband a couple of years ago had major, major back surgery, and he could hardly walk for a while. It was very frightening. And if he had not been able to get physical therapy, he would not have rebounded as quickly as he did. And they even told him at the doctor's office that he did better than they thought he was going to. We had a goal. We had a wedding we had to go to in California, and he wanted to take our sons to Yosemite and some other places out there, and he had to be able to walk. So his goal was there, and his physical therapist pushed him. That's a great thing, but it's also great if you can get physical therapy and to help with aches and pains, with joint aches, that sort of thing.
Sure.
It's not just for after surgery. Sometimes it's to prevent surgery. I had a shoulder problem, so I was getting physical therapy to stop having...
As an alternative.
Right, as an alternative.
If nothing else, I mean, let's face it, Karen, when it comes to surgery, that should almost always be your last alternative, right?
It
you always want to try other things before you actually go under the knife, especially, and this is a part that I've learned, again, unfortunately, with my mom, is you want to be really careful when you're talking about seniors and anesthesia.
Yep.
You don't want to go under anesthesia as a senior unless it's absolutely necessary to be knocked out.
And let me just kind of qualify a term that you keep using, senior citizens. I don't like that, but I have been a senior citizen since I was 55. That's the age that doctors start using that term.
Really?
And you don't realize that because nobody wants to hear it. I am considered at 65 a senior citizen.
So what would you say is the best term? Just older adults?
Older adults I like. But senior citizens, I mean, that's what we are. I am a senior.
I always thought of using the term seniors or senior citizen as a respectful term.
Right, and it
is. The Jewish word is alta kacher, which is old fart.
Okay, that works.
Yeah, that's alta kacher is what that means.
I like that one.
Yeah, alta kacher. But yeah, I mean, that's sometimes that's how my knees and are starting to feel like alta kacher.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, okay, so
it's not
older
a bad
adults.
Term. It's,
yeah.
But it
people are sensitive to it.
That, you know, when you're 60, you don't want to think that you're a senior citizen.
Right.
You do get those discounts, and you do use them, but you don't want to think of yourself
well,
that way.
Well, you know, those AARP discounts are pretty good stuff.
They're pretty good.
For
yes,
sure.
They are.
Anyway, so again, though, there are things we do when we talk positive points on aging that I often caution our listeners, but we don't want to speak like we're lecturing or condescending or speaking down to you. We all know that the more active we can keep our older adults, the smarter that is for everybody's sake. I mean, you made the simple point of the more steps you're getting, the more blood circulation you're getting. Obviously, that can help with dementia and keeping your brain active.
It also helps with bones.
Absolutely.
It helps with muscles. If your bones are stronger and your muscles are stronger, then you're least likely to fall.
Sure.
And falling and hip broken hips is one of the worst things that can happen to an older adult.
Absolutely. And usually that's one of those things that very few older adults, if they fall and break a hip, they don't come back all the way, if they come back at all.
Yes.
So yeah, that's a good point. But again, there's so many benefits to that. But going back to the therapy side of it, again, I didn't mean to kind of like circumvent what you were talking about, but anytime we can avoid surgery by doing a physical therapy first, it should be a no-brainer.
It should be a no-brainer. And, you know, nowadays you can have physical therapy come to your home. There are companies that will come to your house so that if you don't drive, you can still have physical therapy. You don't have to worry about a child getting you there. The doctor just needs to arrange it with those companies. I'm going to tell everybody what Marsha's doing right now because I'm very proud of her, but she has some knee issues, and she's doing aquatic therapy. And she's doing it 3 times a week, and she came
That's
in
great.
Yesterday and said, my knees didn't hurt once all weekend. I haven't had to take any Tylenol. I haven't had to do the icing like I have been. So that's wonderful. And it's non-weight-bearing, but she's getting exercise, and she's helping her joints and her muscle structure to do that. So if you can get aquatic therapy somewhere, you can do that. The Y, there are senior citizens, or there are assisted living communities that have pools that you can go to, that they have therapists that will work with you there. Or you can actually go to a gym and get aquatic therapy in some of those places as well. Those are the kinds of things that will help your bones and, again, help your mental status. It's something, if the more active we are, the better off we're going to be.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and again, it's a no-brainer to say that, but again, what we're trying to get into is the maybe a little bit more of the weeds when it comes to how you can do this.
How you do it.
Yeah, not so much the common sense of, yes, activity is good, keeping your muscles active, you don't get atrophied, keeping your brain as a muscle, use everything you've got. The more often you use it, the less chance it's going to, sit and get old. So, yes, that's the common sense part. How we get you there, and the fact that, well, you're feeling like, I don't drive anymore, I can't do this anymore. Well, that's what Karen's trying to say, is there are programs out there now that you can get people that come to your home and will help you with physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy. There's all kinds of different ways to keep you active, and things that you can do within your own home to even stay active.
Well, and that's one of the things that if an occupational therapist comes to your home, they will work with you in your house how to get things out of the cabinets. And that's a stretching exercise. If you're raising your arms above your head to get a dish out of the cabinet, that's a stretching approach. Bending, all those kinds of things, you don't think about it. One of the things when I was doing this, I was reading that gardening can give you an amazing amount of exercise if you actually get outside and weed your garden or digging in the dirt. And that's a great thing. I believe in being outside. You were talking about the treadmill earlier.
Right.
Treadmills are wonderful, but I get up every morning and walk my dog about 2 miles every day, and I just like being outside.
Right.
That's my therapy, and that keeps me focused and keeps my brain working, but it also gets me some exercise.
Well, and I was referring to the treadmill, liking that because of saying it eliminates weather issues.
Yes.
Is what I was referring to. But I also like, again, because it's good on my knees versus on the cement. I do better with the treadmill. My knees do better with the treadmill.
And you can control it more.
That's what I mean. I don't know if, I guess treadmills are designed to be less pounding on your feet and your knees.
Absolutely.
Because of the way they're designed. So that's what I'm saying. It's just my knees hurt less when I walk. And I enjoy walking. I actually enjoy.
Yeah.
I find that very, very just thought-provoking, clear my head, cathartic. Yeah, it really is. So that's another good thing. We're going to get to the Fox Business Report, and then we'll come back. Karen's with us from now until 9 o'clock. We're doing our positive points on aging. And we're just talking about the importance of the physical activity and the importance of our older adults getting out and staying active. And if they can't get out, we're making sure there are ways for them to still get activity. That's so critical. Stick around. After the Fox Business Report, we come back and Karen joins us for our final stretch here at The Point.
Mornings with Kev. Back to the Bar Fireside Studio.
It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
Welcome back in. It's 8:51. We've got about 8-9 minutes to go before we call it a morning here at The Point. Don't forget, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, Your Way Home with Erica and John. They'll be along from 9 o'clock until 10 o'clock and hanging out with you. We'll look forward to listening to those folks. But right now, we're having a good time listening to Karen Pickard from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. That's who we team up with every week for our positive points on aging. And Karen does a great job. Marcia does a wonderful job. And the two of them come in, and I learned so much about how to handle situations with our older adults. And I cannot tell you over the course of time how much I have implemented the things. I say this as a blessing. Yeah. I'm hoping other people, and I know they are because they email me and tell me.
Good, I'm glad.
But I'm hoping other people are taking what you're saying and are using it, because some of what you're saying, it sounds like such common sense, but sometimes we need a kick in the rear end.
Yep.
In order to remind us, this is the best way to handle this. This is the best way to deal with this situation. I didn't know until July when Mom had her mini little stroke and was then diagnosed with vascular dementia. I didn't know that I'd be encountering this. I knew it from my cousin Bobby in the last couple of years, but I didn't realize it was going to hit even closer to home now with my mom. So I'm so thankful to you, Karen, for your patience with me in letting me ask these questions and letting me bounce off the situations that are going on with my mom to get your take on it, because you deal with it every day at Oakleaf.
We deal with it every day, but I don't think there are many people out there who work in the senior industry who would disagree with this, and that's we're here to help. We don't have all the answers, and if we can't get them, we're going to send you somewhere else, but we do try to help people, and that's the whole goal. And so today we want to talk about a way to help people stay active. Physical therapy is a wonderful thing, and like I said, there's physical therapy companies that come to your home. There's physical therapy places all around town. Mm-hmm. Your doctor can refer you to one. But there's things that you can do at home by yourself. Oh, not by yourself, I hope, because most of these are social activities. You know, we all used to laugh at little old men who played horseshoes. I don't know if you played horseshoes lately, but if you picked up a horseshoe and tried to throw it that far and hit a ringer, it's not easy, because horseshoes are heavy, and then you have to throw them a distance. And then you have to walk to the other side of the court and pick up your horseshoes and start all over again. Those are the kinds of exercises that older people can still do, and it does give you exercise. It gets you outside. It gets you socializing with other people. It's stimulating. The other one is, which has become very popular, I know, on the beach, and it's my husband's favorite game, and that's bocce.
Really?
He loves to play bocce. Same thing. The balls are heavy. You got to throw them a distance. You have to think about where you're going to throw them. You have to aim towards something.
Sure.
And then you got to walk around the court.
Sure.
That's all exercise. But the other part of this is it's stimulation with somebody else. You're socializing with another person. If you have a physical therapist come to your house, that's socializing with another person. That's somebody you're spending time with. Your loved one has somebody else touching them.
And I was going to say, now I know that there are some people who are very resistant and can be real stinkers when the therapists come in. There are others who absolutely embrace it. My mom is one who initially was like, I don't need this. And then once the physical therapist, and Mom also had an occupational therapist that came in, she, by the end of the time that they were together, felt like she had a new best friend.
Absolutely. And you know, it is kind of funny, you don't think about it, but it gives you another set of eyes watching your mother in those environments.
And an objective set of eyes.
Objective,
because I'm not objective.
Yeah.
And the therapists are, because as much as they have great compassion and kindness, and it takes something special to be one of these therapists, they're also checking things off a list and making sure things are getting done right, and they're looking around the environment and all of those things. And they are trained eyes to tell me, you know, you really need to move this rug.
Well, I was going to say, the rugs need to go.
You've learned that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've learned that yourself.
Yes.
With the rugs, right?
Well, no, I have a step-down living room.
Step-down, okay. I knew it was something in the living room that got you.
Sunken living room.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of that.
No, you can't really do that unless you ramp it.
But I can put a rail up, and that's what we need to do eventually. But,
chairs
can be in the way. But again,
they have eyes.
Yes.
And they can see things that maybe we don't, as just the clients who are not trained in this field, can look for. And so listen to your therapist. They're well-intentioned.
Right.
And I mean, if they're going to come to your mom or your dad's home and they're going to do things to try to help them, obviously they have the best intentions to try to give them their best results.
And they really do want to see success stories. They don't like to fail, that's for sure. But you can also get speech therapy at home. And speech therapy, if you've had a stroke and you're having trouble swallowing, You'd be surprised how much speech therapy can help swallowing issues, too.
I'll give you another example, Karen. After mom had her stroke, which, again, was not a stroke that affected her ability to speak or her ability to walk, but it definitely had a cognitive impact on her. She has had to adapt to how hard it is for her to say what she's trying to say sometimes.
To recall.
Yes, and the brain just doesn't get the words out.
Right.
So she actually has been getting some speech therapy also, and that's helped her to develop some patience and helped her to develop some techniques. When this isn't working or this isn't getting out, here's what I do. And, I mean, kudos to the therapist. They know what they're doing.
I don't know how they do it, I'll be honest, because it's something I don't understand. Obviously, I've never been trained in it. But it is amazing. I have watched them with people who can't speak well and teaching them how to find words.
So let's talk resources for a moment here. Okay. If, for example, people are hearing what we're talking about, and they're like, well, how do I know if my mom or dad can get therapy in their home without having to go to? How do you find that stuff out?
Your physician is going to be the person to give you that information.
And it has to be by script,
right? It has to be by a prescription.
Right.
You cannot, if Medicare is going to cover any of this, you cannot do it any other way. If you need physical therapy and you can go to a physical therapy place, then it can be covered under Medicare Part A. And again, that's ordered by the doctor. There's in-home therapy is usually covered under Medicare Part B, which is a totally different supplement.
Right.
But
talk to the doctor, though.
But talk to your physician. If you think that you need to build up your strength and you're worried, even if you're afraid of falling, people with Parkinson's, being proactive. Gee, you've never heard me say this before. Proactive as opposed to reactive. It helps to be proactive, and if you have an ailment like Parkinson's or something that's causing you to have a balance issue, work with a physical therapist. Get used to using a walker. I'm not a real proponent for canes, but that people like canes, and they can use those and teach you how to use those things correctly.
Right. Again, the thing is, you said this, and I just want to echo it, and that is you might not have a relationship with your mom or your dad's physician, but develop one.
Get one quickly.
Yeah, get one. Get permission so that that office can talk to you through HIPAA because you're going to have to get permission.
You got to have it signed off on.
Yeah. Right. I mean, mom or dad needs to let them know it's okay, or you need a power of attorney, that kind of stuff, which we have, you know, all the whole medical POA now for mom and all that stuff that anybody can talk to us. We just show them the documents now. And but the point is, it's not a bad idea for you to have a relationship with your mom or dad or aunt, uncle, whoever you're helping, their physician. I'm not saying you need to be besties. I'm just saying you need to be able to call them under a situation and say, this is what's going on. Mom won't talk about it, but I think I need to talk to you about it.
You need to know about it. So the next time she comes in, you'll do that.
Good stuff. Great advice. Thank you for it,
as
always. If people want to find out more information or more resources, how do they find you at Oakley Village?
803-808-3477 or oakleyvillagelexington.com.
Wonderful.
Karen,
thank you. Great stuff from our Positive Points on Aging. The folks at Oakley Village are so kind and generous to allow Karen and Marsha to come on in and spend time with us every week. I really, really appreciate it. So thank you for that. Thank you for breakfast, too. We appreciate that. For Brian, for Karen, I'm Kev. Thanks for listening. Your Way Home coming up after Top of the Hour News.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia W264DF.
From the BART Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Jeremy House. A Russian warplane has crashed into a residential area in Russia after suffering engine failure, killing over a dozen people.
Firefighters at the scene attempted